RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
A happy football Friday. Welcome in to Send It In here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glasser. We got a great show for you guys coming up on this Friday. Week one of college football. We had some games last night. We have some games again tonight. But then, of course, we get the main entree tomorrow, Sunday, and we have Monday games as well. Last week, we went 4-1 on the PJ Pick 5 in Week 0. 5 more of my favorite bets throughout the weekend we'll give out here on the show today. We'll also dive into today's Friday slate, headlined by that Auburn-Baylor game. Cannot wait for that one. We'll give out some more college plays. Also, we got to talk about the Micah Parsons news. Obviously, blockbuster trade going from Dallas to Green Bay. We will dive into that one. We'll give out our favorite plays of the day, a couple of baseball plays on the show as well. As always, we'd love to hear from you guys throughout the show today. Chime in with any questions, any best bets, any comments that you have, anything in college football, any reaction to the Parsons news, NFL, baseball bets. You guys have been giving those out. Anything that you got, let us hear it at the BetMGM Network. Send them in to us. And if you guys miss any part of the show today, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's go to the Glasser guest line and check in with our guy, Cole Thompson. It's college football season, so you know Cole is back. Excited to break down week one with our guy, Cole Thompson. Cole, I cannot wait for tonight's game, man, between Auburn and Baylor. Two teams and two coaches that really need a good season this year. Auburn, a 2.5-point favorite. How do you see that game playing out tonight?
Well, can Auburn establish the run? This was one of the worst run defenses, not just in the Big 12, but college football last year. And despite the fact that we saw Dave Aranda go into the portal and bring in some new names, and they upgraded when it came to the defensive line coach, it still is a big question mark going into the season. The bottom line, though, for me is, who do you trust to be that lead back? You no longer have Jarquez Hunter. You do have Damari Alston. You hope that he can be basically a copy carbon clone of him. And if you can stop the run, then what's going to happen is you're going to watch as Dave Aranda's defense corrals the box, which is going to allow you to take those deep shots down the field. There is not a more talented player in Waco tonight than Auburn wide receiver Cam Coleman. He is going to win his one-on-one battles, but you have to trust that the quarterback is going to get the job done. Jackson Arnold, we've heard reports coming out of Auburn that there have been some miscommunications, what's going on with the play calling, and also still the turnover, which was a major issue. Last season, Auburn ranked 115th nationally in takeaways per game. They also ranked 115th in giveaways per game. They were a flawed offense, and right now, with how much unknown and uncertainty there is with the quarterback spot, I like Baylor. I think Baylor has the most underrated trio in all of college football, headlined by Sawyer Robertson, Bryson Washington, and Josh Cameron. Jake Spavital is back for another year. This was a top 25 scoring offense down the stretch. I think the blackout on the Brazos for the Bears is going to end up a very promising light. Not only am I taking the plus two, I think Baylor wins by a touchdown.
There you go. A lot of SEC teams in some big games this week. Nobody better to talk about it with Cole, who is one of the hosts for SEC Unfiltered. Give Cole a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson. Cole, the biggest one of them all. Saturday at noon Eastern, we have Texas and Ohio State. And man, is Texas continuing to take money. They were as big as a 3.5-point dog during the offseason. They were 2.5-point dogs earlier this week. But as we get closer and closer to kick, now at a bunch of shops, Texas is becoming the favorite. Do you agree that Texas should be favored in the game? And do you like them to win the game tomorrow?
I know more about Texas. I do think that when you look at the game being in Columbus with how much the return on the offensive line for Ohio State and what you have at wide receiver, it really is a blessing in disguise for Julian Sang, who won the starting job over Lincoln Kienholz. However, Texas is the more proven defense. So many people looked at what they lost and they didn't focus in on what they retained. You still have Malik Muhammad. You still have Jalen Gilbo. You still have Colin Simmons. Trey Moore would be the face of a program in most other schools in the SEC. Anthony Hill is, for my money, the second best defensive player. And the crazy part is he's the second best defensive player in college football, only behind the first that's in this game with Caleb Downs. So as much as I want to believe that Ohio State is going to have its advantages, I believe that Texas is going to have its advantages. I like the wide receiver room. I like the fact they went out in the portal and they brought in Jack Entries. For my money, the best receiving tight end in college football. Last season, averaged over 13 yards a play at Cal, and they're going to be healthy at the running back position. Not only do you have Trey Wisner, but you also got C.J. Baxter back in the saddle, which was a major downfall for Texas's rushing attack a season ago. If this game was played any other week, I could see Julian Sang slinging it around the yard for 3 yards and probably 4 touchdowns. But it's week one. You're bringing in a new quarterback. You're also bringing in 2 new coordinators with Brian Hartline and Matt Patricia. It's a lot of continuity in Austin. It's a lot of submission when it comes to the 40 acres roster. I think Texas wins this game. I got a final score of 24-20.
All right, there you go. Hook 'em, Cole, going with Texas tomorrow. What about Bama laying 2 touchdowns on the road in Tallahassee tomorrow, Cole? Obviously, interesting storyline in this game. Gus Malzahn, now the OC, with Mike Norvell on that coaching staff. A lot of familiarity with Bama, all those battles in the Iron Bowl against Saban. DeBoer, year two. Ty Simpson takes over at quarterback. What do you expect to happen tomorrow? How do you see that game going?
Well, I think Alabama is the most complete team in college football going into week one outside of the quarterback position. And the big thing is we just don't know who Ty Simpson is. He could be AJ McCarron. He could be Jake Coker. He could end up being Blake Sims or Tua Tagovailoa. He also could be Peyton Thorne and cost you a 6-6 season down in Tuscaloosa. We just don't know. Here's what I do know about the history of week one matchups in the ACC. For the last 4 years, there has been one team ranked inside the top 10 traveling either to a neutral site field or serving as the away team against an ACC unranked opponent. In all 4 of those games, PJ, they lost. So this is, again, an unranked team from the ACC hosting a team inside the top 10 in their backyard on a Saturday in week one. And it's Gus Malzahn, and it's a bunch of unknown when it comes to this Florida State roster. But if you believe the way that I do in Alabama, you're not worried about that. I got the Crimson Tide rolling to a 14-point win. I think that the line is set perfectly. Tommy Castellanos is going to make this a battle in the first half. I just think you're going to see the talent level kind of exude itself in the second. Go ahead and watch for a big-time touchdown for Jeremy Bernard. He's going to set the tone as Alabama's go-to target in 2025.
The game I'm most excited for on Saturday is the battle of LSU and Clemson, man. One of the 3 top 10 matchups that we get during the weekend. Much has been made about LSU's struggles in week one. They've lost 5 in a row. Everybody loves this Clemson team this season. They're big favorites to win the ACC. Probably the best team Dabo's had in about 5 or 6 years. Massive game in Clemson on Saturday night. Who do you like between LSU and Clemson?
It's a massive game for 2 major reasons. For starters, let's start with LSU. This is a team that is on paper built to go to a national title. but they've yet to win a season opener since 2019. That year, it was the Joe Burrow effect, and we watched as maybe one of the greatest college football teams ever assembled went undefeated en route to beating Clemson in the national championship. So Brian Kelly has got to be able to set the tone early. You went out in the portal. You brought in a slew of new transfers. You fixed that defensive front for Blake Baker. And this is a moment where Garrett Nussmeier, who now is wearing 18, the first quarterback since Matt Mock in 2003 to don the historic number, can live up to the expectations, see that growth the way that we did with Jaden Daniels in 2023 or Joe Burrow in 2019, year two as a starting quarterback. But for Clemson, it's the most returning production in college football. It's a coaching staff that has changed its ways by finally going outside of the box to bring in coordinators, to make hires. He didn't go big into the transfer portal, but for the first time ever, we watched as Dabo Swinney said, it's time for me to go to the transfer portal. They brought in Will Helt, a great defensive lineman from Purdue, a good odd pass rusher, that's going to pair alongside with TJ Parker and Peter Woods. The wide receiver room looks like circa 2016 Clemson when they were winning national titles. And the thing is that no matter how you phrase it, LSU, by most people's standards, is a top four team in the SEC. Last season, Clemson went 0-3 against the SEC. So if you can set the tone early on with a win at home, I think that there's a reason to believe that this isn't just a great college football team that can make the playoffs. This is a great college football team that can win the national title. But I'm a big believer in the gumbo gunslinger. I think 18 in a new number is going to show on out. I think that we're kind of underrating LSU at this point. I'm taking the points. I'm taking LSU not only to beat it, I'm taking them to win this game outright. I got a final score with a back-and-forth blunder of 31-38. 38-31, my apologies.
The gumbo gunslinger. I love that call. I already love LSU in the game. I love them even more now after that nickname. All right, final marquee game I'll ask you about this weekend is going to be Notre Dame and Miami. Of all the big matchups, Cole, this is the one I probably feel the least confident about. Miami's got so much talent, but a lot of new guys on that roster, new defensive coordinator. And Notre Dame's a lot like Bama. Great defense, great running back room, great offensive line, great head coach, but we just don't know what we're going to get out of true freshman CJ Carr. How do you see that game playing out?
Yeah, these are going to be two of the best offensive lines going up against each other, which is massively beneficial, I think, for Miami because they have a good ground and pound attack headlined by Jordan Lyles, the sophomore, and Mark Fletcher Jr. But on the same token, you look at Notre Dame. Last season, we didn't know what to make of the offensive line, and it was the backbone for a team to run its way to a national title appearance. CJ Carr is going to be the answer in this game. How he performs will ultimately decide who walks away with the dub. Mike Denbrock's offense was good last season underneath Riley Leonard, but there were some elements missing in the passing attack. You're going to get that added in this offseason, and I know that Jaden Greathouse is a good wide receiver. I really like Will Pauling coming on in from Wisconsin. You also have Malachi Fields joining the squad from Virginia. Had a good year last season with the Cavaliers offense. And on the flip side, Carson Beck, what are we going to get of him? Was it all just the insecurities of the offensive line and the bad drops down at Georgia? It's a lot of unknown at wide receiver. I'm looking out for Keelan Marion, the transfer from BYU, to make a couple of big-time plays in this matchup. And I think this is going to go down to the wire. I think whoever is able to establish the run better and support their quarterback is going to walk away with a win. I like Jeremiah Love and Jadarian Price. I don't think many people are going to slow them down. Go ahead and give me the Fighting Irish to win this game. But I am hammering the under in total points. I think this is going to be a low-scoring affair.
There you go. We're talking college football here with Cole Thompson. Give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson, host for SEC Unfiltered. Cole, we got about a couple minutes left. Want to look at some big picture stuff with you. So about 30 seconds on each of these. Let's start with what is your favorite conference future bet in college football this season? What do you got?
I think it's having two teams from the ACC make it to the college football playoff. Last season, you look at what happened with the overall standings in the college football selection committee. Georgia Tech, with their money line, is one of the best, I think, in college football because they're one of the more complete rosters that we're not talking about. Good offensive line, veteran quarterback returning with Haynes King, Jamal Haynes in the backfield, an underrated running back. And then you got to also remind yourself, even though they lost Eric Singleton, they brought in Eric Rivers, who is a phenomenal wide receiver one during his tenure at FIU. I think they're going to upset Clemson in week three, punch their ticket to Charlotte. They lose that game, but because if they have a head-to-head win against a conference champion, they will squeak on in as the 11th seed in the college football playoff.
Last year, we had Indiana, SMU that were big surprises to make the playoff. Who do you think could be one of those teams this year?
Well, one is going to be Baylor. I have them as my Big 12 champion. It's just a cluster mess of unknown in that conference, which is why it's America's conference and we love it. But the team that I am most excited to see this year is Washington. Washington's schedule is very beneficial. They don't have to go on the road to face off against Ohio State. They don't have to go on the road to face off against Illinois. They have one road test after Halloween, and that is at Madison, Wisconsin, against a Badger squad that had struggles last night against Miami of Ohio. They get to welcome in Oregon to close out the year, and Damon Williams is a phenomenal quarterback and a perfect fit for Jed Fish's offense. Love the addition of what they brought in with Amari Evans. The defense added in several players from that top 15 unit in 2023. At Arizona, manageable schedule, good quarterback play, exceptional wide receiver one in Denzel Boston, and the most underappreciated running back in college football with Jonah Coleman. I think the Huskies are a team to watch for as that sleeper to make the college football.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Ball playoff. Perfect. Cole, in about 20 seconds, who wins the Heisman Trophy this year?
Lenora Sellers. If there is a chance for anybody to go ahead and prove that they are Superman 2.0, it is the kid out in Columbia, South Carolina. He is going to have to be on point every single game, enhance the passing attack. A lot of positivity coming out of Willie B right now with the relationship of Mike Shula. I think that he is going to be a superstar. He's going to be a reason why we're talking about South Carolina going into the final week of the regular season. You get to 9-3, you have a shot at going to the Big Apple. I think Lenora Sellers takes home the trophy.
All right, Colin, in 20 seconds, who wins the national title this year?
I'm going back to the well. The most complete roster in college football will always find a way to prevail. And much like Ohio State last season, the Alabama Crimson Tide made sure that they had enough in the money tank with the NIL funds to bring back a core foundation that would serve as the epitome for year two underneath Kalen DeBoer. The addition of Ryan Grubb, having a quarterback that can actually be a point guard facilitator like Ty Simpson, and a slew of wide receivers plus a dominant defense, I think rolls the Crimson Tide to South Beach, Florida. They get a win over Penn State with a massive victory in year two for Kalen DeBoer, who just 24 months ago was coaching for a national title. The job is complete. The dynasty's not dead. Crimson Tide rolling their way to another national title.
Oh, you know I love hearing that. Cole Thompson, give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson, host for SEC Unfiltered. Will join us a whole bunch this college football season. Cole, great to have you back, my friend. Look forward to chatting with you a whole bunch this season. Enjoy week one.
Take care, guys.
All right, great stuff there. Cole Thompson joining us here on Send It In. So that's what we got at TCU and UNC game. But as for tonight's game, some of the bets that I would keep an eye on for college football, Kennesaw State, Wake Forest are in action. Wake Forest is an 18-point favorite tonight. The total is 51.5. This game reminds me a lot of the UCF and Jacksonville State game from last night. Both of these teams have coaches in their first year with these schools. Jake Dickert takes over for Wake Forest. Jerry Mack takes over for Kennesaw State. And this is their first year in the FBS. 18-point spread. Wake's going to be one of the worst teams in the ACC. I'm staying away from that game. Western Michigan and Michigan State in East Lansing tonight. Spartans are a 20.5-point favorite with the total at 49.5. I would actually lay it with the Spartans tonight at 20.5. I'm a big fan of their head coach, Jonathan Smith. Came over from Oregon State, did a great job with that program. Year two for him in East Lansing. And the way Jonathan Smith wants to build his teams is on the line of scrimmage. He wants a big physical offensive line, a good defensive line. He's got a nice quarterback in Aiden Childs, who's been with him now. This is going to be the third season. I like Michigan State. I think they could be a sneaky team this year in the Big Ten, maybe picking off a couple teams, pulling off some upsets along the way. And this Western Michigan team lost a bunch during the offseason. They got to replace a whole bunch of guys on offense and on defense. They just returned 7 starters this season. I'll take Michigan State -20.5. One of my favorite bets in the night, maybe my favorite bet of the night, is going to be Charlotte +3 against Appalachian State tonight. App State was as big as a 7-point favorite earlier this week. They were -5 last night. Now they're all the way down to 3 at BetMGM. This game's kind of giving me vibes to what Boise and USF was yesterday. We saw how that game was with all the money coming in on USF. Feels the same way with Charlotte tonight. The reason I love Charlotte is the coaching edge that they have in this game. Their head coach coming in for Charlotte is going to be the guy who was with Ohio last season. Tim Albin did a great job. First time Ohio had won the MAC conference since the 60s. So he leaves Ohio to take the job at Charlotte. And in his first year, he did a great job in the transfer portal. You go through and look at the roster and some of the guys that they brought in. I mean, it's guys from Alabama, LSU, Big 12 schools, Big 10 schools. He got some guys from some Power 4 schools. On the other side, Appalachian State also has a new head coach, but their head coach is the offensive coordinator last year from South Carolina in Dowell Loggins. Never been a head coach before. No head coaching experience. So was great as an OC, but we've never seen him as a head coach. I think that's a big mismatch, having a guy like Tim Albin, who has proven that he can be a great college head coach and did a great job at Ohio. And you got Dowell Loggins, who hasn't proven to us yet that he can be a head coach. App State is a road favorite tonight. Don't like that for Loggins. I can see why so many people are betting Charlotte. I think a lot of people tonight, Friday night, you're looking for action on a bunch of these college football games, and they see Appalachian State. They remember the upsetting. It's Michigan from like 20 years ago. They're going to want to bet them as small road favorites. I'd be careful of that. I like Charlotte in this game. I think they win it outright tonight against App State. Auburn and Baylor, game of the night. Auburn, a 2-point favorite on BetMGM in Waco with a total of 58.5. I'm going to go with Auburn. This game is a true coin flip. You guys know I love Baylor this season. I think they're going to win the Big 12. But I think Auburn for tonight. As Cole said it, they have the best player on the field tonight in Cam Coleman, the wide receiver. They might have the second best player in the field in Eric Singleton as well. He's terrific. Jackson Arnold was awful at Oklahoma last year, but his top 5 wide receivers and offensive linemen were all hurt. So now you go to Hugh Freeze's system. Auburn should have been a lot better than what they were record-wise last season. Their team's even better this year. I think they get a massive win on the road tonight. I like Auburn moneyline -130 against Baylor. Georgia Tech and Colorado. Georgia Tech favored by 4.5. The total in the game is 51.5. Told you guys yesterday I like Haynes King anytime touchdown at -125. When Georgia Tech is in the red zone, short yardage, they like giving the ball to their quarterback, so I would keep an eye on that. If you can bet props, look at his anytime touchdown. But I also like the under in this game at 51.5. Colorado, their defense, they do lose a lot of guys, but Deion did a really good job in the portal, bringing in some solid power forward transfers. I think they're going to be good on that side of the ball. And Georgia Tech, they have a bunch of returning production on their defense as well. And their offense is one that wants to run the football and chew clock. It's going to be a great environment tonight in Boulder. I think it's going to be similar to what we saw out of Cincinnati and Nebraska last night. Maybe a 27-17, 24-20 type game. I like under 51.5. UNLV and Sam Houston State tonight. UNLV a 9.5-point favorite on the road with a total of 61.5. This is a fun game because we got to see both of these teams play in week 0. Seen a lot of people that like the over tonight. It's gotten bet up from 59.5 to 61.5, and it makes a lot of sense. Both of these defenses looked abysmal last week. UNLV gave up 550 total yards to an FCS team in Idaho State. I'm staying away from this game, though, because too many times people get caught in what they see in week 0. Dan Mullen's a very good head coach for UNLV, and he's going up against Phil Longo tonight. I think that's a big mismatch. You had to make me pick the game. I'd probably take UNLV -9.5, but I'm not betting that game. And then finally, Central Michigan and San Jose State tonight. San Jose State, 13.5-point favorite with a total of 51.5. With the way that Boise State looked last night, the Mountain West might be much more wide open open than we initially thought, and San Jose State might be one of those teams to watch. Last year, they threw the ball 522 times. They set a school record. They throw the ball all over the yard. Might not throw it as many times this year, but they're going to throw it a lot. When you throw it that much, usually good for the over. Central Michigan had to replace a lot on offense this year. They have a first-year head coach taking over, but I think they're going to be able to put up some points on the San Jose State defense, so I like over 51.5 between San Jose State and Central Michigan. All right, you guys, let's get to the PJ Pick 5 here on Send It In. Last week, we went 4-1 on the Pick 5. Yesterday, we had USF, Nebraska, so we're off to a nice start in college football. These are my five favorite bets of the weekend. We'll start with the first play. That's going to be LSU +4 against Clemson. You guys know I've been about LSU all week, and I'm still on them. I think they're going to win this game outright. We all know LSU's lost 5 straight season openers. They haven't been able to win any of these big-time games to kick off the season. I think they're tired of hearing that. I think this is Brian Kelly's best team since he has been at LSU. I think they have the better quarterback in Garrett Nussmeier. I'm a big fan of this offense this year. And as I've told you guys, this game reminds me a lot of the Notre Dame and A&M game that we got last season to kick off the year, right? A&M was a field goal favorite at home, and the big advantage that a lot of people thought A&M had in that game was the line of scrimmage. A&M's pass rush against a Notre Dame offensive line that was bringing in 4 guys. Well, here we are again. LSU's bringing in 4 new offensive linemen. Clemson's got a great D-line and a great pass rush. But Notre Dame had a veteran quarterback last year in Riley Leonard, and they made it work. And LSU's got the same with Garrett Nussmeier. I think the Nuss bus figures it out. LSU gets that much-needed week 1 win, but take them +4 against Clemson. How about Virginia Tech, +7.5 against South Carolina? This line was 9.5. Now it's down to 7.5. And folks, that's not public money bringing that line down. I'm looking to fade South Carolina early in the season. Coles has told you he think Lenora Sellers is winning the Heisman Trophy, and it's probably a good pick because the guy's, I think, the best quarterback in the country. But with South Carolina's schedule, all the pieces that they lose on defense, I don't think he's going to get enough wins for him to win the Heisman Trophy, and I think they could be on upset alert on Sunday against Virginia Tech. Kyron Drones is back at QB for the Hokies. Disappointing year for Tech last year. People thought they could be a sleeper in the ACC. Nobody's really talking about Virginia Tech this year, though. I think they keep that game close. They might even win it against South Carolina on Sunday. What about a big favorite? We got a ton of these type games in week 1 every year. Give me USC -35.5 against Missouri State. Missouri State, first year for them in the FBS. And they got to fly out to L.A. to take on USC, Lincoln Riley, and Jaden Maiava. This USC offense is going to put up points like they always do when Lincoln Riley is your head coach. But the difference is that defense, man. They made some big strides last year. They have one of the best defensive coordinators in D'Anton Lynn, and they're going to be even better this season. I think USC gets 50, and I don't even know if Missouri State scores double digits. So I'll lay the 35.5 with USC. How about Bama? Let's take them in the first half, -7 against Florida State. They're -13.5 for the full game, but they're only -7 in the first half. And I think getting that +7 is a good bet against the Seminoles. I just think back to last year, and when Kellen DeBoer and his coaching staff had multiple weeks to prepare, how great Bama looked off of those games, right? Think about the Georgia game. They were up 28-0 early in the second quarter. LSU, they were up big at halftime in that game. I think Bama's going to have another great game plan going into this one, and they have the advantage of nobody really having any film on Ty Simpson. They have one of the best wide receiver rooms in all of college football. Very good offensive line. Great defense this year with an awesome secondary. I think Bama leads by double digits at half. And then I just want to watch the rest of the game. So give me Bama -7 in the first half. And then finally, we've talked about it for a while. Under 56.5 in TCU and North Carolina. We all can't wait to see what Chapel Bill is going to look like there with the Tar Heels. We have no idea what to expect with Belichick in the college game. But if there is one thing you had to count on with the Bill Belichick team, it would be defense, right? One of the greatest defensive minds in the history of football, whether it's in the NFL or whether it's in college. I trust Bill to have a great game plan, scheme up his guys. I think this game's going to be played in the low 20s. I'll take under 56.5 in TCU and North Carolina. All right, you guys, obviously had some massive news yesterday with the Micah Parsons trade going to the Green Bay Packers. Time for a little break the glass as blockbuster deal and a massive deal for the Green Bay Packers. The betting ramifications of the Micah Parsons deal. So we got some movement in these week one lines. The Eagles go from -7 to -7.5 against the Cowboys, and the Packers are now up to -2.5 against the Lions. And honestly, I still like both of those teams. Dallas, maybe even wait. I think you're going to get some eights with the Cowboys, but I still like them in that game against Philadelphia. And then anything under a field goal, I like with the Packers. I already like Green Bay going into that game, fading Detroit in the first game without all those coaches that they had on that staff. Jordan Love, I think the thumb is going to be fine. But getting Parsons now to rush the passer and Jared Goff, who's not a mobile guy. They lost some pieces on that O-line this year. Give me Green Bay, -2.5. Packers went from 25-1 to 13-1 to win the Super Bowl. I think that is way too big of an adjustment. I do like Green Bay this year in the NFC, but I think at that price, nearly cutting it in half, I think too much of an adjustment. Parsons is arguably the best defensive player in the NFL. But 25-13, that just feels like a little bit too rich for my blood with Green Bay. Where I do like them is for them to win the division, and they are the favorite now at +170, and I think that makes a lot of sense. So many question marks with all these teams. The Lions with their coordinators leaving, the Bears with year two of Caleb and Ben Johnson, the Vikings with J.J. McCarthy taking over. We don't really have any questions with Green Bay. We kind of know what that team is, and now they add Micah Parsons to their roster. I think they win the NFC North this year, so I do like the Packers at +170. I thought it was interesting that the Packers become the favorite. Dallas only drops from +600 to +675. I think the Eagles now are in great shape to go back-to-back. First time we've seen that in a long time in the NFC East. So would not bet Dallas anymore to win the division. And Micah Parsons is now the defensive player of the year at BetMGM at +550. Makes a whole lot of sense. He's on a great team. He's got good pass rushers alongside him with Rashawn Gary, who can now kind of free him up a little bit. Parsons is going to have a massive year. Does make a lot of sense, and I agree. He should be the favorite. But really, the only bet I would make with the Parsons news is for the Packers to win the division at +170. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. It's a college football no sweat parlay boost token. Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with the college football no sweat parlay token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. All right, you guys, let's wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. We're going to take Jose Altuve today in going streaking against Tyler Anderson. Altuve 9-for-28 in his career against the left-hander Tyler Anderson. Anytime Altuve is going up a left against a lefty, you got to like that matchup for Altuve. So he'd be my pick today in going streaking. Told you guys I like the Packers now to win the NFC North. That is going to be my prop lock at +170. Dog of the day is going to be Charlotte, +3 against App State. Big coaching edge. Tim Albin takes over as the head coach for Charlotte. He won the MAC last year with Ohio. Dahl Loggins takes over for App State. Never been a head coach before at the college level. Give me Charlotte as home dogs +3 against App State. And then my best bet for the weekend, let's lay it with USC. -35.5 against Missouri State. I think USC gets the 50, and if they do, Missouri State ain't covering the spread. I don't think they even get to double digits. Give me USC -35.5 against Missouri State. Thanks again to Cole Thompson. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Man, enjoy the college football slate tomorrow and this weekend. What a couple days of games we have. We'll see you guys on Monday to break it all down.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.